Praising on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on a yard. Lord, lift me up and let me step by faith on a vestibule. A higher plan than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on a higher ground. My heart is no desire to stay without a rise and face dismay. Though some may dwell where this above, my prayer, my aim is a higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven stable and a higher plan than I have found. My Lord, lift my feet on a higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I have found. Lord, lead me on to a higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven stable and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet higher. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My feet on heaven stable at a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on a higher ground. Hallelujah. God bless you, brethren. Wherever you are, may the grace of the Lord be upon you. You are listening to Pastor Albert Matimpe from Zimbabwe. As we are wrapping up this week's daily devotion on the subject of harvest and laborers, I want to thank you all for the prayers that we have made. For me, the encouragement that I have received from you all. Our success in the mission field, our success in the work of God is hinged upon your prayers and your encouragement, and more so on your support. Where you cannot be visibly found or physically, your prayers are not limited to reach those places. And we want to thank God that He's doing mighty works in our midst. The Lord is being done. I want you to pray for me, for the work that is on our shoulders, particularly here in Zimbabwe, where we are involved in the prison ministry week after week, as we move from one prison to another, baptizing several prisoners that are turning to Christ. Such is the work of the Lord, which is not man's doing. And when all that has been accomplished, All glory should go to God and should not go to man. Remember David in 115 of Psalms. He says here, yes, sir, it is important to know, to realize that when we preach the gospel, the glory goes to the one who sent us. Yes. Psalms 115 says, verse 1, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Yes, sir. Wherever should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Sometimes the heathens wonder whether our God is working in our midst. They ask us. They can look down upon us. But I tell you, with the authority of the scriptures that we have, this demonstration of power as we move on with the gospel. And I want to appreciate you, brethren, for availing yourself to the work of God. If we are looking at what laborers are and their categories, indeed, if you are to be an effective laborer, you would need to be skilled in the way that you are doing. You need to have this special training, the knowledge and the experience for you to be an effective laborer, someone who make exploits. Indeed, you need the special training. You need the knowledge. You need an experience. And the best experience ever is to have experience, personal experience with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Personal encounter with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Other than that, you will not be effective. You must have a personal encounter in Jesus Christ so that you know what really who would be preaching. Who do you represent? You remember that the messenger to the Laodicean church age emphasized the fact that if God sends you, he takes care of you. So when you are a laborer, you should know who would have sent you. You should be convinced that this work is not your work, it's God's work. He's the very person who said the harvest is ready and the laborers are few. So first and foremost, you must have a personal experience with Jesus Christ, the one who sent you. And I've always looked at this expression that if you want to manage your manager, then you must do what he likes. You must do to his expectation. So if you want to be appreciated by God or by the one who sends you, is Jesus Christ, do what he willeth. Do according to the principles, and you will be appreciated. You will be rewarded for doing that. Of course, you know that there are some people who might be same skilled. Yeah. Yes, same skilled in labor force. There are some people who are same skilled. Yes, sir. They may not have the necessary experience, but if you are same skilled, we need you to move up higher through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so that you may be able to do the work of the living God. Remember that when Peter and John came to that Solomon's porch, and they found that lame who had been there for years, And what they did was they demonstrated the power of the Holy Spirit believing in Jesus. And they said to that lame, silver and gold of Winani, but such as we are, in the name of the Lord, rise up and walk. You need to know where the source of power is. You need to know where you have the driving force. You should know where you take your authority from. And thank heavens that Peter and John trusted in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by doing that, they were able to do what men failed to do. And once you are able to do something that the rest of them people would fail, you see, you would attract many people. It is being said by the messenger of the Laodicean church age. What the Pentecostals and nominal churches and denominations have failed to accomplish in 1,000 years, but the Holy Ghost-filled church, or a minister who is a Holy Ghost-filled, can perform that in 1 year. In 1 year, we can do what many people have failed. So my brother, my sister, if you believe in God, if you are Holy Ghost filled, and if you are sincere in what you are doing, I can assure you that what many people have failed to accomplish in 1,000 years, you, if you are trusting in the Lord, if you are honest and sincere, if you are dedicated to the work of God, in 1 year, in a short period of time, you can be able to make exploits, to do exploits. This is what I would want you to realize, that when you depend and rely on the word of God and backed by the scriptures, backed by the Holy Spirit, you will do much exploits. Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18, and see what the Lord did that time when he called his disciples to do the work, which I'm also putting on upon you, my brothers, that you are called to do the work. You are called. The word of God has called you to take up a responsibility. And according to Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Yes, Jesus, he came by the Sea of Galilee, and he found those fishermen. And then he diverted their thoughts, their mission. What they were doing was not of eternal value. And the Lord chose them to do things that are of eternal value. And he said, come on, I wanted to make you fishers of men. My brother, the Lord is looking at you. The Lord is, very cautious. The word is looking at you, depending on you, relying on you to take the gospel like what happened here, that indeed Jesus looked at the disciples who were hanging around in the Sea of Galilee, and they were busy fishing, but they heard Jesus had a better job, a higher calling, that of being fishers of men, that of working in his royal field. Reason being, the harvest was ready. The harvest was ready. And I can say to you, even now, the harvest is ready. But the laborers are few. And God is relying on you and me to take this gospel to the furthest corners of the world. He needs us to go out. He needs us to be involved. Let us desist from this method of the centripetal aspect of trying to preach the gospel. When I say centripetal, I would mean that there are people just stagnant there on one place, and they feel that people should come to them. That's not the way God is expecting us to do. He wants us to move out. He wants us to go into the highways. He wants us to go to where people are and do the harvest, reaching out to the people, calling them, convincing them, showing them, and telling them the truth. And that's why the messenger in a message called the signs of his coming, which he preached on 7th April 1962, he said these words on paragraph 272. He said, "Oh Lord, wake up the church right quick, Lord, and I'm sure you'll do it." But you said one time, when you looked upon the harvest and said, "Laborers are few, pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers into his harvest." Now, Father, we know that you want us to ask. We are partners with you. It's going to be us together. We realize that not even an angel can do it. It takes man. Philip was sent to the eunuch, certainly. Lord, he was sent there by an angel. But he took Philip's hands. Sure. We realize a vision came to Paul on his road down to Damascus. But it took Ananias' hands. The church, they called out the elected one. Peter was sent by a vision up to Cornelius. But it took the apostle, not the vision, not the angel. Brethren, this is the emphasis of the Spirit. God is relying on you and me. He did not send angels. He has sent you. He will send you. So you represent the kingdom of the Most High God. You are backed up by the scriptures. The angels will support the cause, but it needs you to be in the battlefront. It needs you to be involved. It needs you to be partners and co-workers with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you know, It is a problem if the heathens dies without knowing, if the sinners die without knowing. Recently, there was a man who came some 2 days ago. He came to my house, and that man has been into some of these denominations. But he had been baptized in a wrong way. And when I explained the truth of the gospel regarding Acts chapter 19, verse 1 to 5, that Paul, when he met some people who had not been baptized the correct way, he rebaptized them according to the scriptures. And this man, when he got convinced of what I was saying, he said, I'm ready to be baptized. I'm ready to receive this faith. And instead of me waiting for the next Sunday, or for many people to come by so that I would baptize them as a group, as a considerable number, I took that man to the baptism pool. Just that one person, I took him. I said, instead of me doing the other things, rather, instead of me to let him go away before fulfilling all righteousness, no, I considered the fact that I must make hay while the sun still shines. What if that man leaves me and goes out and get knocked by a vehicle without me having baptized him, and his blood, it will be asked upon me? So I feared that, being conscious of the fact that you never know what happens tomorrow to a certain somebody. Whenever someone says he wants to receive this faith, he wants to be baptized, there and then, do it. Make sure you use that opportunity, you use that time, you use that availed time to fulfill the scriptures. You remember when Philip, the evangelist, was with that Ethiopian eunuch. After having expounded the word, the eunuch said, "Here is the water. Then what forbids me? What can restrain me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe, that can be done." And it was done. And they both went into the water, and the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized. It is being said by the scriptures, he went all his way rejoicing. Do you know, brethren, that when we present Jesus to the people, and when we do what is noble to them, and if we give them the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the salvation, they will go their way rejoicing. They will go their way happy. So, brethren, the Lord is calling us, like what he did here to the first disciples whom he called, to go out and become fishers of men. I encourage each one of you, brethren, to go into the world and bring as many as possible to the kingdom. And the Lord will appreciate you. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. If you follow me, I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. If you follow me, if you follow me, if you follow me, yeah, I
will make you pictures of men if you fall. Oh Lord, oh me, I will make you pictures of men. Oh, pictures of men. I will make you pictures of men if you fall. Oh Lord, oh me. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you fall.
Jesus will make you fishers of men. He will make you co-laborers with him. God bless you all. Thank you very much for your prayers and encouragement. And I believe that we have really benefited on this week's daily devotion concerning the harvest and the laborers.